You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Workers at a Western New York chemical plant were exposed to substances that may be leading them to develop cancer, especially bladder cancer. That's the conclusion of a new report by the nonprofit investigative news organization Center for Public Integrity. According to the story, the rate of bladder cancer among some Goodyear chemical plant workers in Niagara Falls, New York, is three times the rate that would have been expected in New York's general population. Jim Morris is the reporter on the story, and he joins us now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thanks.
So the elevated risk for bladder cancer was found in workers who were employees before 2007. How many people have been affected, and how were they contaminated?
The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, which is part of the CDC, started going into the Goodyear plant in Niagara Falls in the late 80s at the request of the union, which thought it was seeing exceptionally high rates of bladder cancer. The new numbers are that there are, that they've confirmed 50 cases of bladder cancer through 2007. And unofficially, the number is 58 to date.
Several workers at the Goodyear plant are family members. Our colleagues at WXXI in Rochester spoke to one plant worker, Harry Wiest, and his wife, Diane. Not only was Harry diagnosed with bladder cancer, but so was his father-in-law.
Diane's dad, Ray, got bladder cancer. I want to say he was diagnosed in 1999. It's so tough because it's so many years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember me and Diane watching him go through this, and I'm like, boy, I don't ever want to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and how ironic that I end up getting it there, that I got it too.
So what do the workers think is making them sick and why?
Federal health investigators have identified a chemical called ortho-toluidine, which is used in a tire antioxidant by Goodyear as the likely source of much of this excess cancer.
Harry's wife, Diane, says she could tell when he was near certain chemicals.
He would come home and smell like it. And you never wanted to have, like, light-colored sheets or anything like that, because he'd take a shower at work and then come home, and you'd wake up in the morning, and there'd be, like, an orangey, you know, stain on the pillow from him just sleeping on it.
So, Jim, were there any warning signs that this chemical might actually be dangerous?
It's a really interesting story. The chemical was actually made by DuPont and sold to Goodyear. So Goodyear didn't make the chemical. It used the chemical. And there is evidence that's come out in basically three decades of litigation that DuPont knew certainly by the mid-1950s that ortho-toluidine was an animal carcinogen, caused cancer in laboratory animals, but chose not to tell Goodyear for another two decades. It didn't formally notify Goodyear until 1977 that there might be a problem with this chemical, and even then it wasn't a very firm warning.
Is there any litigation happening against these companies, the DuPont or Goodyear?
There's been quite a bit of litigation against DuPont. Because of workers' compensation laws, you can't really sue your employer. So if you're a Goodyear employee or former Goodyear employee like Harry Wiest, for example, you really have no recourse against Goodyear. So what Harry Wiest and about 23 other bladder cancer victims have done, or their survivors, is sue DuPont.
And what's the status of the lawsuit at this point?
I believe all 24 cases against DuPont have settled.
So things today have changed for workers at the Niagara plant, the Goodyear plant, and Goodyear actually released a statement to you explaining that they now do everything they can to protect their workers from harm. Are any workers still at risk?
That's a very difficult question to answer. Certainly exposures are much lower than they were in years past. I don't think anyone would dispute that. But the question is how much of an exposure does it take to trigger bladder cancer? We really don't know the answer to that question.
Are there, you know, any bigger lessons to be taken from this one specific case?
There are something like 80,000 chemicals in commerce in the United States right now, many of which have not been properly tested or tested at all, for that matter. And workers, as I say in the story, can become unwitting test subjects, and they're made even more vulnerable by employers that either fail to act on scientific knowledge, as is alleged against DuPont in this case, or in extreme cases, suppress the truth. So they're sort of become, human subjects. So we know a lot about the Goodyear plant in Niagara Falls, primarily because there was a very aggressive union that pushed this issue with management. And probably more important, the federal government got involved in the late 1980s. So we know probably more about this plant than almost any plant in the country right now. But we don't know a lot about what's going on in many other American workplaces.
I mean, you would think in this day and age and in this country that before workers are exposed to any chemical that they would have been somehow tested to make sure that they wouldn't cause any harm. I mean, you're basically saying that there aren't federal or state laws that protect workers before they're exposed to chemicals?
I'm saying a lot of chemicals to which workers are exposed have not been properly tested or tested at all. And I think the Environmental Protection Agency would acknowledge that as well. That's why there's been legislation introduced in the last few years to reform what's called the Toxic Substances Control Act, which would require much more aggressive testing of these chemicals. But right now, we're stuck in a situation, and especially workers are stuck in a situation where they don't know the health effects of a lot of the chemicals they work with.
Jim Morris is a reporter and editor with the nonprofit investigative news organization Center for Public Integrity. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you very much.
This is WNYC.